I've gotten, hey, he's the Beagle lover, the crypto candidate, the Bitcoin man. Yeah. Okay, okay. Sit down, 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 down. All of them were the inspiration for the ballot. They are very loyal and they're very trusting. When I campaigned for pet rights and dog owners' rights, I found that having a beagle would be more easily identifiable for them to know that I'm fighting for them. I'm happy with the result because Mountbatten voters can, you know, demand a higher quality through their vote. Surprisingly, I think maybe it's because it reflects that there's a good number of citizens that want to show that they are intelligent voters, show that they are discerning voters.
This is my computer setup. Haven't cleaned it up properly ever since the election started. I have three screens. Usually what I'll do is every day is I'll read the news here. I have my chats here. And then I'll have my videos or podcasts and whatnot here. I think over the course of the election, I might have overused my computer, so now it's down, so I need to go and fix it.
Because I was not elected, I think people want me to work harder than before. People expect me to put up a better fight next time, so preparation starts today.
Regular day would be looking at my emails and see who wants to collaborate on certain things, events, issues, to speak up about other things. Responding to people on LinkedIn. I'm also looking for more people to join me on my mission to enlarge Bitcoin's adoption in Singapore. Also reading up on issues that will be of national interest in the next election cycle. A lot of things can change within the next 5 years, so it is my duty to be vigilant.
I've been in contact with the different political parties to find out how they want to re-strategize for the next one. It's just an overall chat, just an eye-opener to know that we have a lot more work to do. There's a period of time when I was, I believe, 15 or 16, where I had to walk to my cousin's house in Redhill from Tanjung Pagar to shower because there was no electricity and water at home. My parents attempted multiple businesses in the bridal industry. It didn't pan out. They were bankrupt from their business. It was very hard growing up financially between the age of like maybe 7 to 17. So a good 10 years, a lot of my extended family supported us. We didn't always have the internet. Last time the SIM cards you had to top up. So I was uncontactable for a few days or sometimes. Yeah, because I had no money to top up my SIM card. Yeah, but it did shape my vision of how life is like. I think you develop a sense of humor and humility from being in that position, because sometimes all you have is humor, and it's better to just laugh off the situation than to wallow in pity and be negative about it. Not everything can be controlled in life, and if you try to control things in life, I think you end up in more pain. So learning to accept these things were important in becoming a politician. Because people will criticize you every time. You cannot control what they say about you. It's the same when you were, when I was as a poor kid growing up and then going to a school like ACJC where people had means. If I had worried about how they viewed me, I don't think I'll be able to be a good politician, because I'll be worrying about what people say about me all the time. It also prepared me in a way that it led me to think and focus on what really matters to people, how to achieve the happiness.